morning and welcome to the Print AM, our morning podcast on the big news story of the day. India is currently in the middle of its third COVID wave, fueled largely by the Omicron variant. And so far, the going has not been as bad as earlier. However, memories of the second wave are still fresh. That is why, in the face of daily numbers rising sharply, metrics such as hospitalization rates are being watched very closely. This is Obuntika Ghosh, Senior Associate Editor with The Print, and today we discuss how states are faring on hospital bed availability for COVID patients and how southern states are this time lagging the northern ones in the Omicron surge. During recent meetings with the center, states have reported an average hospitalization rate of between 1 to 2% through the third wave, fueled largely by Omicron. In Delhi and Kerala, it is in the 3% range, but the outliers, according to top Government of India sources, are Tamil Nadu with a hospitalization rate of about 6% and Maharashtra with a hospitalization rate of about 10%. Mumbai is in particular focus. The city has a hospitalization of around 10 to 11%. Initial assessments by the center seem to suggest that residual circulating Delta variant in Tamil Nadu may be the reason for the higher hospitalizations there, but Mumbai may be dealing with medical practice issues, say senior Government of India officials. By this, they mean that doctors in the city are often admitting patients for high-priced therapies such as monoclonal antibodies, regardless of whether they work. Talking to The Print, a senior Government of India official who is closely associated with pandemic management said that over the last 10 days or so, states have been reporting a hospitalization percentage of about 1 to 2%. In Delhi, it is about 3.3%, but in Tamil Nadu, it is 6%, and in Mumbai, it is 10 to 11%. We are looking into Tamil Nadu, and our initial assessment is that the hospitalization rates there are higher because of some Delta still being in circulation. But Mumbai is a more complex issue. Our treatment guidelines are clear, he's told me, that doctors need to give therapies that are proven. However, doctors in Mumbai seem to be taking decisions on using options such as monoclonal antibodies, even though they are not proven to work in Omicron. These are professional medical decisions and it is very difficult for the Government of India to question them, he said. In a review meeting with Health Minister Mansukh Mandavia on Tuesday, states reported sufficiently low levels of hospitalization compared to the last wave, which was fueled largely by Delta. In the meeting, Jammu and Kashmir said that they have about 1% hospitalization. Haryana reported about 2%. This, officials feel, is a good place for us because in the Delta wave, the hospitalization percentages were in the 22 to 23% range. Meanwhile, the Tamil Nadu government is not unduly worried about the higher hospitalization. Health Secretary J. Radhakrishnan told me, medical data is not mathematics, he said. One needs to go into the depth of cases. It depends on how testing is being done. A lot of cases in our hospitals, which is Tamil Nadu hospitals, he said, are incidental COVID where people are coming to the hospital for other things and doctors are testing them as routine and they are found to be positive. The availability of medical infrastructure, spread of private hospitals, all of these are factors both here and in Maharashtra, he said. Hospitalization rates are also more in cities that bears out this point. However, it is true that 15% of the samples that are sent for genome sequencing in Tamil Nadu are still reporting positive for Delta. On Tuesday, Tamil Nadu reported over 30,000 cases. Numbers have been on a surge over the last few weeks in the state. As late as January 4th, the daily fresh case numbers had been below 3,000 in the state, though part of it also has to do with the fact that 13 Tamil Nadu districts border Kerala, where numbers have been rising exponentially for the last few days. In fact, Kerala on Tuesday reported 55,475 cases. The day's bulletin from the Kerala Health Department says, out of a total of 2,85,365 cases of infection, only 3.8% of the active cases are admitted either in hospital or field hospitals. Even though there have been reports of bed shortage from the state, Health Minister Veena George recently denied them and said that there are sufficient beds available in government hospitals in the state. A senior central government official told me, that Kerala seems to be going through a late Omicron surge. The uptick there had not happened with Delhi, Mumbai and Kolkata. In fact, he said all the southern states do seem to be somehow protected or have been protected till this time, even though the first cases of Omicron in India were detected in Karnataka way back in November 2021. Karnataka, meanwhile, is seeing a surge too, but there the focal point seems to be Bangalore. This is Avantika Ghosh signing off for now. We will keep our eyes sharply on the COVID situation in the country. Do not forget to share, like, and subscribe to The Print.